Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So we have a insomnia problem. We struggle sleeping. We struggle to sleep, falling asleep. And it's because we don't sit out on the porch listening to the crickets or the locusts, watching the stars twinkle. Then we yawn and go, I'm going to go in and get some shut-eye. We don't necessarily do that. What I do is yell at the kids, all right, put the dishes in the sink. I need to do the dishes. I need to clean up. Hurry up. Clean this up. Wrap up. Do your lunches. Get to bed. Take your showers. Go to bed. Let me feed the cats. Oh, let me do a little bit of work. I have to see a couple patients. See some patients online. Let me finish this report. Let me prep for my show. I could watch a little TV when I'm done. Get into bed. Hey, like, check my phone. Watch a little Netflix. And then, boom, we shut off the lights at 10:30, 11. And I just sit there wide-eyed. Okay, that's a problem. So I've told you guys what to do. Shut off artificial lights 1 to 2 hours before going to bed. Don't drink alcohol. Lower the room temperature. I've started doing that. I need the room a little cold. I go through, you know, where I'm cold and I'm hot and I'm cold and I'm hot. So I got a down comforter that can either cool me down or warm me up. It's just a regular down comforter, but I just notice if I'm cold, it helps, and if I'm warm, it helps. Just, you know, I just don't like fuzzy blankets because then you sweat with that. If you got medical issues that keep you awake, you know, like diabetes that makes you get up to pee all the time. You got to, you know, deal with the diabetes. If you're on medications that get you up to pee, you might need to change those dosings. If you have hyperthyroid, get that checked out. Warm bath, dinner. If you're going to eat dinner, maybe include some fish or nuts, tofu, turkey, eggs, seeds, foods rich in tryptophan. Maybe some aromatherapy with lavender, maybe a lavender bath before you go to bed. Cognitive behavioral therapy, where you think about, let's say, like a Hawaiian wave. Just think about the ocean. Think about, you know, me, it's me and Rivendell with Aragorn and Viggo Mortensen. It's just taking me off into the waterfalls and usually right before we get to the sex part, I fall asleep. So I never really get to see what sex is like, but at least I fall asleep. Daily exercise, low-volume music could help. So there's a lot of things. Well, this is interesting. We are being told there is a 10-3-2-1 formula for a perfect night's sleep. And this comes from Daily Mail. They say two-thirds of adults in the U.S. and the U.K. fail to get the recommended 8 hours. We recommend 7 to 9 hours of sleep. And studies say that the average person, adult, gets just 6 hours. That's not good. So some doctors have talked about the 10-3-2-1 formula. So caffeine, do not have caffeine at least 10 hours before you go to bed. You know, every now and then we'll go out to dinner with some friends, and the, you know, server will come over and say, would anybody like, you know, some coffee or cappuccino? I'm like, that's for the morning. It wakes you up. And always, two or three people are like, yes, I'll have coffee. I'm like, how do you go to sleep? No coffee 10 hours before you need to go to bed. Some of you have migraines. You'll take an Excedrin migraine. There's caffeine in that. Some of you will have an energy drink because you're tired in the late afternoon. That's going to mess with your sleep. So no caffeine 10 hours before you go to bed. Late eaters need to eat 3 hours before going to bed. Dealing with your work emails, you need to stop 2 hours before going to bed. And then turn off all phones, tablets, and laptops 1 hour before going to bed. A mathematician claim to have developed this formula to help you then get up early in the morning. Dr. Anne Marie M. Al-Fadan, president-elect of the British Science Association, said we should get out of bed at 7:12 a.m., exercise for 21 minutes, and then shower for 10 minutes. And then that is going to get us our day started. I used to do that. I used to be the morning exerciser. The problem is where my treadmill is now, we have a bedroom that has two rooms in it. That's two, has the fireplace separating it. And so I wake my husband up. My husband sleeps in longer than I do. And because news is always breaking, I need to prep for my show now a lot more during the mornings than the night before, because news always changes. So I now do my exercise in the afternoon or evening, but I love the idea of exercising in the morning. I think that's important. So the 10-3-2-1 formula is no caffeine 10 hours before bed, no food or alcohol within 3 hours of going to sleep, stop working 2 hours before going to bed, and then no screen time within an hour of dozing off. Now then, what do? That's what people ask. They go, well, if I'm not allowed to watch TV or Netflix, I'm not allowed to be on my phone, not allowed to be on my laptop, what do I do for the hour before I go to bed? Well, sex. That's what we used to do. We used to have sex before we went to sleep. And it would help us sleep. Now, I understand that might only take up 2 minutes of the hour, but I don't know. Maybe talk. Maybe cuddle. Now, we really need to get back to that. It helps us fall asleep. Sometimes I will walk in the dark. If I can't sleep and my husband is already, I'll just kind of walk back and forth in the room in the dark, slowly. Don't get your heart rate up. But I would just kind of walk and just, you know, and then don't think about stressful things, but just, you know. But I think a lot of us, my phone is always, my phone always does that. You know, my mom will text me at 11 o'clock at night and I'm like, is she okay? And then I quickly look. I have that, I'll find my iPhone so I can see where the kids are. You know, are the kids okay? Are they home? Are they with the girlfriend? Where are they? You know, so I look at my phone, absolutely. Sometimes I play Candy Crush before I go to bed. But the big thing my husband and I have started to do is we will put on the TV. We'll watch Below Deck or Netflix or some of the other shows. I can't watch Peaky Blinders before I go to bed. I have to do that during the day because, you know, it's more bloody and things like that. But, you know, some of the comical, some of the, we'll watch something light before we go to bed. But that, but again, that's, they say don't do that. So anyway, 10-3-2-1, 1-877, Doc Belly. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, got it, on Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Man, when I see my hair all over the place on camera, it's not that easy. All right, so I am doing some Facebook Live. Some of my segments are Facebook Live. You won't get all my segments on Facebook Live, but you can still get it at GCN Live, TalkStream Live, iHeartRadio, or any of the affiliates that carry my show throughout the country. So next, we're going to be talking about how we just got another threat from China saying that they are going to shoot down Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi's plane, if she ends up going to Taiwan. Now, I have been very critical of Nancy Pelosi deciding to go to Taiwan, because if you want to show support for Taiwan, there's 1,000 other things you could do. And to get that photo op, and, you know, I know everybody wants to get photo ops with Zelensky and go down there to Ukraine and go to, so, you know, I understand, you know, how important photo ops and selfies are and things like that. But I knew that it was going to put America in a very tough position where if China did get mad, we then would have to go, say what? Did you just threaten us? So now we have this, among everything else that's going on, with inflation, with the recession, with spending, with, you know, Chinese rocket debris supposed to be falling on us this weekend, with Putin and Russia and everything that's going on with Ukraine. Now we have a peeing contest with Russia, with China, because they have now threatened that they are going to shoot down the plane of one of our highest-ranking elected officials. That's a problem. Now, what's our response? And again, I'm not mad at Biden. I'm mad at Pelosi for putting us into this position. I get some speakers of the houses like to get all involved in foreign policy, but her duties is Congress and running Congress and being here domestically. But she feels the need that she has to go to Taiwan and show support. Okay. Or is she doing that because Taiwan is about to get attacked and she wants to tell them about the package we're giving them and what U.S. troops are going to do for them? Is that what she's going there for? But if we have no intention of going to war with China, this just accelerated it. Now, I personally think we will end up in a war with China. I also think we're going to be end up in a war with Russia, with Putin. Because eventually, you know, somebody's going to continue to mess with things. Finally, we're going to be involved, and we're going to be like, well, we probably should have been involved sooner, you know, billions of dollars ago. But going back to China, on, I believe this was on Friday, said that if the speaker's plane is accompanied by U.S. fighter jets, they would not rule out shooting them down. They said if U.S. fighter jets escort Pelosi's plane into Taiwan, it is an invasion. The PLA, which is the, I just had it, I'm sorry, what the PLA stood for, I apologize. This doesn't have it in the article. They said the PLA has the right to forcibly dispel Pelosi's plane and the U.S. fighter jets, including firing warning shots and making tactical movement of obstruction. If ineffective, then shoot them down. That's according to Xu Zijin, a commentator with the Chinese state-affiliated Global Times. Earlier, China warned the U.S. that they're crossing a red line. And Chinese Foreign Minister Zhao Lian said the U.S. must be prepared to bear all consequences if Pelosi chooses to visit Taiwan. So, you know, the speaker, I guess, wants to do a tour. I mean, why not also? I mean, you know, with if things change, you know, in terms of Congress and all that, get some trips. And again, I'm not trying to accuse her of, you know, using company money to, you know, company credit card to go and enjoy herself. But, I mean, things are kind of tricky right now. And you are not the most crafty, suave foreign policy expert. And I'm just a little, you know, skeptical as to why this started. Why is this now? Because now we're in this position where we have to show some cojones. So we just got threatened. Okay, what would Trump do? Now, I don't know if Trump could put us into World War III, but he probably would have said, did you just threaten us? Oh, no, you don't threaten us. He'd be like, our public officials can go anywhere they want to in this world. You even lay a finger on any American, we bring the rein. Now, my guess is that Trump might not be as eloquent, but that's my guess. So what's Biden going to do? Is Biden going to say something similar? Is he going to say, you said what? Are you kidding me? All right. Any of our Americans, any of our, you know, our public officials could go anywhere for peacekeeping missions, for, you know, no, you are not going to. If you do, if you even touch one hair on her head, we're going to mess with you. And you're not going to, you're not going to survive it. I don't know. And I know Biden had a two-hour-long conversation. I don't know how scared China is. But to me, it doesn't sound like China's very scared if they have absolutely no problem threatening to kill our officials. And I get it. Some people say, yeah, but they were talking about if there were fighter jets. Then if she cut, well, of course she's going to have security. Of course there's going to be security forces. You know, also because there's Putin and their entities. I mean, you know, we don't have, a lot of friends, you know, that, or we do have enemies out there. I mean, there is going to be, protection. There's going to be security details. That's not that unheard of. But I'm really ticked off at Nancy Pelosi for putting us now in this position. Because now we have to play chicken, or we have to have this peeing contest when we have so much other stuff to deal with. And I get it. We have thought that China was going to move in on Taiwan, and maybe they know something we don't. Maybe this was supposed to happen before Putin got involved, but because China had to host the Olympics, China's like, look, you know, we got our hands full. You go do your thing, and then once, you know, the dust settles, we'll do ours. And maybe Nancy Pelosi is thinking, look, you know, Taiwan could be in a lot of trouble. Let me get there while it's still a free Taiwan. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? But there's all this importance on making this trip, and it's a postponed trip. She had COVID about a month or two ago, so she couldn't go. And, and I'm not saying we give in to China. I'm not saying that. But now we have this position where we have got to stand up to China. And we also have to establish that you don't threaten us. Any other response is going to look weak. If we tell Pelosi not to go, that looks weak. That means all China has to do is say, you know what, I don't want the president going there, I'm going to shoot down the plane. China could say that for everybody. So if she doesn't go, we look weak. If the Biden administration or she says, we're going anyway, and that wasn't nice. I mean, that doesn't look weak. Our only response is, did you just threaten us? Can you repeat that? I would like to hear Xi Jinping say that. Say it again, nice and loud, that you have threatened us. I'd really like this, and let them back down. That's what I would do. I would say, look, all right, you know, this is what we've gotten from all your people here. I know there was a private conversation between he and Biden. All right, for the record, I want to, you know, did you threaten America? Did you threaten Nancy Pelosi? And are you planning to take that step if we do decide to fly anywhere around the country that we want to fly and do whatever diplomatic missions we want to do? But if you're going to interfere with our foreign policy, put that on record, because when we do go to war, and we will, that now in the history books, they know why. That's what needs to be done. So Nancy Pelosi got her headlines. I think it was, you know, poor timing. There's so much other stuff going on, and I get that, you know, a lot of people want to do their diplomacy. I get if I was bored, you know, and I saw that the Congress was going to probably change its makeup very shortly, you know, I would want to go and, you know, make it look like I was doing some work. I get that. But now she has put us in a position where we have to stand up to China again. And it wouldn't be a problem for other presidents. Obama, I think Obama, I don't even think they would have made that threat if Obama was president or Trump was president. I don't think they would have. But they're making that threat with Biden, and that's what's so crucial. That's what's so significant about this. Now, I don't like talking a lot about foreign policy on this show, but that's some scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal health officials have over 170 million doses of new COVID vaccines that target the Omicron variant. That's about two-thirds Pfizer and the rest Moderna, just in time for a fall booster campaign. The new vaccine that specifically targets Omicron still must be authorized by the FDA and cleared by the CDC. Will Smith is addressing his Chris Rock slap at this year's Academy Awards in a YouTube video.
Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk.
Consumer sentiment numbers are edging up slightly from an all-time low hit in June. The University of Michigan's final reading for July is the second lowest on record. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are getting closer to having the new COVID vaccine. Yeehaw! I know some of you guys are like, I'm over it. I'm not over it because already the Biden administration wants to talk to us about getting an additional booster for those of you that are 5 months past your second booster, so or even third booster. So I have been waiting for updated vaccines, and it looks like we are getting close. So we are being told that already the U.S. has secured and agreed to purchase 66 million doses of Moderna's new vaccine formula. It's in a $1.74 billion deal. And the Moderna order comes on top of U.S. already agreeing to buy 105 million doses of Pfizer's updated shots. That was for $3.2 billion. They believe these should target Omicron BA4, BA5, and make us more protected if Omicron hits us this fall. They say the Health and Human Services Department has secured 171 million doses of these new COVID vaccines to target the Omicron variant. The U.S. has agreed to purchase, as I said, 66 million from Moderna, 105 million from Pfizer. They believe the first deliveries are going to come this fall. The thing is they still have to be FDA approved and they have to be cleared by the CDC. The FDA last month told Pfizer and Moderna, according to CNBC, to develop the vaccines with a new formula that targets the Omicron BA4 and BA5 variant that were subvariants from the original wild-type strain from COVID that we saw that started in Wuhan back in 2019. Now, they said this happened all last month. We've been asking for this since day one. When they said, guys, you know, we're going to have a vaccine rolled out by the end of December 2020, we said, well, don't you need to update it a little bit? Aren't we going to need to have an updated shot? Because aren't we on a new variant now? This isn't the wild-type virus anymore. We're going into 2021. This is a year and a half since the virus leaked. We need a new vaccine. Then came the Delta wave. Then came Omicron 1. Then came the BA1. Then there was the BA2. Then there was the BA2.121. Then the BA2.122. Now we have the BA4 and the BA5. So if Omicron is going to be the wave of the fall, this is fantastic. Vaccine can't come fast enough. I just don't know if we necessarily have it yet. Because get this. On Pfizer's website, this was posted July 27th, so just 2 days ago, they said that the company has initiated a phase 2 study of the vaccine. A randomized, active-controlled, observer-blind phase 2 study to evaluate the safety, tolerability, and immune response of the enhanced COVID-19 mRNA-based vaccine candidate at the 30 microgram dose level. Pfizer says this next-generation bivalent COVID vaccine candidate called the BNT162B5 consists of RNAs encoding enhanced pre-fusion spike proteins for SARS, ancestral strain, as well as the Omicron variant. The enhanced spike protein encoded from the mRNA's BT162B5 has been modified with the aim of increasing the magnitude and breadth of the immune response that can better protect against COVID-19. But it's about to be studied. So they haven't been studying this whole time. See, I thought they were working on it the whole time. They were. They were developing it. But this is the end of July. We're hitting August next week. So if this vaccine is supposed to be ready, they need to bust a move, because here's the thing, remember, in order for the vaccine to show efficacy, it takes 2 weeks for the spike proteins to be made with the mRNA technology and going into the cytoplasm and then our body reading the mRNA, producing the spike proteins, exhibiting them so our immune system recognizes them. Okay, that's a two-week process. Then we need to see what happens when they get COVID. And then we need to see if, you know, what happens at 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. So we're really cutting it tight. Now, the fall, if the U.S. government has purchased these for the fall, I'm thinking fall is September 1. They might be thinking fall, mid-November. So I'd like it sooner than that, though. So it says here that they still need to await FDA approval. They're right now going through the study. They say it's going to be evaluated by enrolling 200 participants between age 18 and 55 who have received one booster dose of a COVID-19 vaccine at least 90 days prior to their first study visit. So you can't have just gotten a booster and then now go through this. Participants will be stratified by the number of months since their last dose of COVID vaccine prior to entering the study, 3 to 6 months or more than 6 months. The study will not include a placebo, which means an injection with no active ingredient. Here's my problem, though. How do you find 200 people that weren't exposed to Omicron? Everybody and their mother got Omicron. So I predict that unless somebody's been in a bubble this whole time, there's going to be some sort of immunity. Because Omicron is so widespread. I doubt there is any person right now on this planet who has not been living in their mother's basement, that has not been exposed to COVID. So for them to say, wow, you know, we've had ample antibodies, they really need to hopefully have a virgin, a COVID virgin, especially a BA4, BA5, or a BA2.121, or a BA2.122, or a BA1 virgin individual. And that's why the population study is so small, 200. To find 200, that's got to be tough. So I'm anticipating they're going to have good results, but I think it's because most of us had COVID. You know, if you put me in the study, you know, I have not had a booster, but man, I had COVID in January and maybe again in March, April. So it's good. It's about time they're moving on the new shot. I'm glad we bought a whole bunch of these. Obviously, we probably, for the billions and billions of dollars spent, money probably had to be printed. I don't think inflation's going away anytime soon. But I am in support of us purchasing vaccines. I am in support of giving the vaccines out for free. And I am really in support of us having vaccines that are more targeted towards, you know, these variants. I think, though, we're behind the curve. We should have had a variant-specific vaccine by the start of this year, and we didn't. And so the next waves, I heard that Lambda may be coming back, or Beta may be coming back, or there might be these other waves coming back. So Omicron seems to be very pesty, and I mean, we've had now 5 or 6 strains in the last 6 months of Omicron alone. So this could be perfect, but what we need to do and what the pharmaceutical companies need to do is every year have the new one ready. And don't be having us take the same old shot over and over and over again. Because not only are we finding it to not work, but it makes the virus smarter, teaches the virus how to outsmart it, and it causes fatigue when it comes to vaccines. The average American, if you say, look, are you going to get a fifth booster or a fifth shot? It would be a third booster or a fifth shot. The average American's like, no. Look at what we're dealing now with the pediatric cases. A lot of moms and dads are not giving their kids the COVID vaccine. They're like, my kid just got COVID. They just got boosted. Their immunity just got boosted. Why would I on top of that? Well, because we think it provides extra protection. Prove to me it does. How do we know? Well, so at least something like this will show that we are working towards Omicron. We are introducing the other spike proteins. I told you there's some very common ones. I don't have the list of what they're doing, but it better have an E484 or the N501Y and the E484K, I believe. There's all these spike proteins that keep showing up with these variants. I hope they included those in them, meaning they included the mRNA for us to absorb, learn, make those spike proteins so that when these new ones come out, we're able to fight it. So I'll let you guys know when it comes out, but when they say fall, they're not talking September 1st. They're probably talking mid, late November, which to me is winter, but it's fall. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in entertainment news, we have Will Smith posting an apology to Chris Rock and Jada for the slap that happened at the Oscars. For those of you that, you know, didn't see it or, you know, was able to avoid the news for probably a period of a month, they were talking about this. During the Oscars, Chris Rock got up there while he was doing his stand-up routine, roasting a couple people. He saw Jada Pinkett Smith, beautiful green gown that she wore, and her head shaved. Most of us didn't know that she had alopecia, a hair loss disorder, but a lot of women have shaved heads, And it's a it's beautiful. It's, you know, to be able to still have all that beauty without hair and curls and locks. So he made a comment about you know, G.I. Jane 2, she should star in that. She's rocking the look, whatever. At first, you thought it was a compliment because G.I. Jane, what made G.I. Jane so famous is you have Demi Moore with her long, long hair, shaves off her hair in the movie, for real, and is bald for a big part of the movie and still looks great and does what she has to. Viggo Mortensen was in it, loved Viggo Mortensen too. So maybe there should be a G.I. Jane 2 and Jada Pinkett Smith do it. But then Will Smith gets mad. Will Smith gets mad, comes up on stage. Or you don't realize he's mad because he first laughs. Then he comes up on stage. So Chris Rock's like, okay, well, he's going to join me, I guess. You know, take some of the you know, thunder or whatever. And he hits him. He slaps him. So then he sits back down. And he starts to scream about, you know, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. It's cussing. And it's just something you don't see at the Oscars. Then Will Smith ends up winning an Academy Award for his role in King Arthur. So it was just weird. So Will Smith has issued another apology, posted a video on Instagram to apologize formally to Chris Rock. He said he's taken the last 3 months to work on himself, realize now how many people he hurt when he smacked Chris Rock on stage. He said, I've reached out to Chris, and the message that came back is he's not ready to talk. When he is, he will reach out. So I will say to you, Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk. He also apologized to Chris Rock's mother, his entire family, especially his mother and his younger brother, Tony. He said, I just didn't realize how many people got hurt in the moment, so I went to apologize to his mother, or I want to, and I want to apologize. I want to apologize to Tony Rock. Tony Rock was my man, and this is probably irreparable. He also apologized to Jada Pinkett Smith, who's his wife, whose honor he claimed to be defending with the outburst, and said she had nothing to do with it. And he said, I spent the last 3 months replaying and understanding the nuances and the complexities of what happened in the moment. I'm not going to try to unpack all of that right now, but I can say to all of you, there's no part of me that thinks that was the right way to behave in that moment. There's no part of me that thinks that's the optimal way to handle a feeling of disrespect or insults. And, we've had bad days. I get it. But what was so significant about that is we've started to have a little bit of a trend of people going up on stage and attacking the actors or comedians. And we've also had a even bigger trend of going after people in comedy who say things that are, you know, pushing the envelope. That's what comedians do. Comedians do push the envelope. You know, one of the reasons why Seinfeld was such a epic comedy and so popular is they went beyond those bounds. That's on TV. I'm not even talking about Richard Pryor's stand-up or Eddie Murphy's stand-up or Robin Williams' stand-up. I mean, we are talking about, the Master of My Domain or the Soup Nazi. You bet if that was done in this day and age, people would be like, oh, I'm so offended. Remember they did that episode where Jerry did not want to think, Jerry and Jason Alexander, George, you know, they were always so close, people thought they were gay, and they go, not that there's anything wrong with that. And they would keep on saying, not that there's anything wrong with that. But something like that kind of implied they didn't want people thinking they were gay. Well, if you did that show 30 years later, it would have probably been canceled. And so comedians have always, stepped over that. Archie Bunker. Now, oh my gosh, the Jeffersons. George Jefferson would say things you just couldn't say now. And things have changed. And so comedians are kind of the last stand where you could be up there on stage and say things and make fun of things that, and know it's all in jest. I went and saw Brad Garrett, And boy, I mean, he went after every religion. It was funny. Nobody thought of it being as politically incorrect, but that's what these comedians do. And it's not that they go after it. It's just, you know, they make these jokes that are just, you know, it's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. If any of you guys have ever seen the Book of Mormon, I have utmost respect for those, my friends that are LDS. I even garnered more of a respect. I told my Mormon friends after I saw the Book of Mormon, I didn't realize how you guys are putting your lives on the line. You put your lives on the line and everybody does it. They do a mission. They go to areas that could be extremely dangerous. They put their lives on the line. They're away from their family. And they do it for God. They do it for their religion. Really admirable. And to me, even though everybody thinks the Book of Mormon makes fun of the Mormons, I left there with such a higher appreciation. And sometimes that's what comedy does. I mean, how many times has South Park insulted Apple or, you know, insulted the, you know, they did something with COVID vaccine or whatever. You don't go back and get rid of your Apple phone. You don't get rid of, it's comedy. It's fake. So Will Smith, interestingly, people had said when this all happened that he had some other gripe with Chris Rock and this was his opportunity to get back at him. It was a shame because what ended up happening is those who were winners after didn't get their day in the sun. The Oscars, you know, to win an award, you know, it was all supposed to be about who won, you know, them accepting their award, all of that. It was all about a slap. And in fact, I think there was some criticism of how Chris Rock then went on to announce the next winner. I think he said, you know, a white guy or, you know, he was, and you could see he was a little bit, he held his own after all that, but he didn't give them the light that they wanted, the spotlight that they wanted. And it was a mess. And, you know, whereas if you assaulted anybody in this day and age, there, you know, there would be charges, there would be, you know, consequences, you know, at Will Smith, you know, was allowed to stay and got an Oscar. And I think that's why they kept him, because he was going to win. And I understand Chris Rock didn't want to press charges, and I wouldn't have pressed charges. I wouldn't have pressed charges. But what does that teach people? I mean, it teaches people that you can actually go up on stage, hit somebody, and nothing's going to happen to you. So I get that Chris Rock is not ready to talk to him. Doesn't sound like Chris Rock's suing him. It doesn't sound like... In fact, I mean, what they should do is, you know, have Chris Rock host it. You know, Chris Rock is obviously looks like the hero. Will Smith is already, you know, struggling with what happened with that. He's a fantastic actor, but as we've seen with many actors, they struggle emotionally. All the dieting, all the pressure, you know, but it shouldn't have happened. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.